Damien Thundercloud lives about 300 yards from the train tracks in central La Crosse.
And I can look out my window and see the beautiful marsh out there, and then I can also see the blank tanker cars going across the marsh.
Thundercloud knew he was close to the tracks when he moved in, but the trains have concerned him more and more over the last few years. He says the increase in the amount of crude oil being transported through La Crosse is worrisome. And BNSF Railway Company's plan to double a stretch of train tracks in La Crosse does not sit well with Thundercloud. With the safety of Ho-Chunk members like Thundercloud in mind, the tribe's legislature passed a resolution this week opposing the expansion of existing rails in La Crosse County. The nation's District 2 representative, Henning Garvin of Toma, says certain federal permitting provisions require businesses to consult with the Ho-Chunk, especially if the expansion would impact significant lands.
If there's to be any sacred sites found, if there's supposed to be any burials found, is there anything of a tribal historical significance found, that would pretty much put a stop to all construction at that time, and there would have to be efforts, good faith negotiations between the organization, the federal government, and the Ho-Chunk Nation to try to mitigate the damage that's done.
Garvin says research is underway to determine if historic land would be impacted by the rail expansion. Garvin says, to his knowledge, BNSF has not contacted the Ho-Chunk Nation, and the company did not return calls in time for this story. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.